your life today.
The foreign media are now banned from attending demonstrations, doing interviews, filming anywhere in the streets. We went down to one of the main squares where protests have taken place this morning, and things were calm so far. The foreign media ban has increased the importance of amateur videos, blogs, and email accounts gathered by protesters and distributed on the internet. This is a cell phone video of a protest by students at Tehran University. They say they were attacked by police.
That's what it sounds like. Lots of reporters from the BBC on down describing what's happening in Iran. This is serious stuff, folks. As I've been saying for the last couple of days here, not since 1979, when the Shah of Iran, of course, was overthrown, have we seen all the people taking to the streets the way they are. Of course, there is that media blackout, if you will. Now, what's going to be interesting to see is this mourning ceremony that Mousavi has called. Last time around when there was mourning ceremonies, and this is an official day of that, you never saw crowds swell like that in Iran. And, of course, you have the soccer team wearing the green wristbands in support of Mousavi and the reform, we'll call it the reform movement. So there are changes in the air, but it's a question of whether or not they'll come about. And ultimately, will America step in any other way other than some politicians throwing their support to the other side and to count the election results as bogus? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as usual, we're all over the map. So we start in Iran, and then we move to L.A. for something completely different. Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers with their 15th championship. For Kobe Bryant, it was number 4. For Phil Jackson, his coach, 10th as an NBA coach. A terrific season for them. They top it off with the big parade in Los Angeles. Who better to talk about that with than our pal Easy Ticket Mike? He joins us each and every Wednesday to talk a little bit of sports with us, but to talk about his site, easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. And the deal here is if you're looking for tickets, it certainly is the place to go, whether it's sports. And I know many people listening to this show are into politics, but then they like to go to concerts on their off time, and he's got a ton of concert tickets. So whether you're listening to us in the Northeast, in Connecticut or New York, or in the Midwest, in Illinois, Florida, etc., you can definitely partake in Easy Ticket Mike's site just by going there. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, brother. Couldn't be better. So the Lakers are the NBA champs. Kobe Bryant is the MVP, and, of course, that's not a surprise. Both of us said that.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. I thought Orlando was going to do pretty well, but they kind of folded there at the end. So they, you know, they just weren't the team that LA was. You know, I kept thinking Cleveland was going to be in the finals with them, and I wasn't really sure who was going to come out with that. But when Cleveland went by the wayside, I knew that LA was going to be the champs this year. You know, like you said, 15. This is the 15th time that they've got their rings. So.
Yeah, and it was big for Kobe Bryant because this time around, as somebody who's been and still does do the sports talk thing, the entire time I've done sports talk for the past decade on the side, now doing it, it was always about the tandem of Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And this time around, Kobe Bryant doesn't have Shaquille O'Neal to talk about, so I think he feels pretty good about that.
Yeah, he sure does. He said that this is going to be a memorable time for him, that when he can do it. You know, in effect, he had a lot of help with the other Lakers, but he's the one who carried that team the whole year.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, no question about it. On the ice, a different story. On Friday, I was out, and I caught the tail end of this game. I had TiVo'd it, too, and I was talking to a buddy back east, and he was giving me the play-by-play at the tail end of this. So Detroit doesn't win the Cup. Fleury was absolutely amazing in the Nets with, like, 1 second on the clock, stops a key shot. So 2-1, the Penguins take it, and Detroit didn't get it. So the old guys lose out. The young guns, as as our pal on this show. We've got Donovan tonight. We also have Matt Johnson, as Matt Johnson called him, the Young Guns. The Young Guns did it for the Penguins.
Yeah, you know, Malkin, he got the Conn Smythe this year, and you know, what's, how old's he, 19 or something?
He's, oh, yeah, he's hot.
And, you know, he was great in the whole playoffs, but, you know, the Penguins, I mean, they looked amazing. I was surprised that they won, but it's hard for a team to, you know, win one year and then come back and defend the championship and win it again. I thought Detroit was going to take it, but they weren't able to.
Yeah, no kidding. Baseball, we're in the thick of it. You're a Ranger fan. I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I know a lot of people listening to us are Mets fans, Yankee fans. A lot of Twins fans are listening to us. A lot
There's
of
no
Oakland A's
fans.
It's what?
No Astro fans.
No, no. There's so many affiliates in the East and in the West and in the Midwest that it's interesting to see where their loyalties lie. But the Rangers have, I guess, dropped off a little bit off the radar, haven't they?
Yeah, they when I was talking about the Astros, they played the Astros tonight. They've taken the last two from them. Of course, the Astros are sitting in the basement of the NL Central Division. You know, the Rangers, they won in the bottom of the 10th. They had bases loaded, and somebody came out and hit a single and scored the winning run. And, you know, they look good tonight. But, you know, Boston, you know, they're coming to life right now. They're looking really good. The Dodgers, they were here in Texas this last weekend and took two out of three from the Rangers. So the Dodgers, I mean, they look like they're a real team this year.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And even without Manny Ramirez, folks know, even if they're not into sports, that I rail on the whole steroid thing. Manny Ramirez is so worried about his gig, Mike, that he's been hanging around the clubhouse to say, hey, don't worry, I'm coming back eventually, because they're doing it without Manny Ramirez. We're running out of time. Let's talk about concerts, because I know there'd be more people even interested in concerts. Who's coming up? The Jonas Brothers are big.
Yeah, they're coming here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They'll go into the new Cowboy Stadium this Saturday. Britney Spears is going back. You know, she's been on tour this spring, but she's going to go back on tour this fall. She's coming back here. I noticed today that she's scheduled for here in Dallas, Houston, and up at Madison Square Garden. So she's out on tour. Eric Clapton. He's touring right now with Stevie Winwood, but there's a ton of real excellent concerts out there right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. You have a great rest of the week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Hey, coming up around the bend, it's not about the bling, it's about the Bing. Have you noticed when you've done that search thing that Bing has come up? And I think originally, now it's been a couple of weeks, it really confused a few people. Some people like it, you know, and some are resistant to the whole change thing. But social networking couldn't be bigger with Twitter or Facebook or all that kind of stuff. So coming up, who better to talk that with than Greg Stebbin? He is the man when it comes to technology. And he's going to talk about GPS safety. Yeah, common sense safety tips. Okay. Hang through, everybody. This should be fun.
Chris, the foreign media are now...
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Perfect song for this next guy, because he's in my favorite city, New York City, so I'm thinking he might have needed a GPS unless he's familiar with all the roads there, although you can just rely on the taxi cabs and you can maneuver your way around the subways, and if you don't understand the subway system, New Yorkers are pretty friendly. They'll always help you if you look like you're completely lost. Greg Stepan, he is the man when it comes to technology. He has too many things that he's written. To list them all in this segment would be up, but it includes co-authoring Internet for Dummies. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great, and it's great to be here tonight.
Now, you, as I said, you are in New York City, so making a little ha-ha joke, but I grew up in that area, and it's funny, last time I was back in the city, I noticed that there really was a lot of people in the city, like when I had parked my car in the garage, that had GPSs.
Yeah, I mean, this has become a fairly, you know, kind of take-it-for-granted technology. And I think, though, there's actually some aspects of GPS that are worth talking about because people take it for granted, and in some ways I think that's a bad idea because, you know, GPS is a driving aid. It can't actually replace your eyeballs or your common sense.
Right.
And so I did a little digging, and I found some stories. You can find all kinds of stories like these online, but these are actual things that have happened. Someone almost driving off a cliff because the GPS told them to, didn't believe their eyes when it looked kind of dangerous. Someone driving their car into a river because the GPS said there was a bridge there, but the bridge was actually gone. My favorite is a guy who was on a business trip in a rental car. The GPS said, turn right here. It looked like railroad tracks, but, hey, the GPS said to turn right. He did. There was a train coming. He had to evacuate the car and watch the speeding train destroy the rental car. These are true stories, and I think it happens more than we might think simply because we put so much trust in these devices that, you know, if our eyes tell us otherwise, we think, well, but the GPS wouldn't give me the wrong information.
You mean the British woman? I can't trust her just because she has that nice accent?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to remember that, you know, there's an old saying in the world of technology, which is garbage in, garbage out. And, you know, there's billions of data points in your little GPS device, and the odds are that some percentage of those pieces of information are wrong because the road changed, the bridge washed out, or it was just input incorrectly. So, you know, ultimately, it's a driving aid, but you should trust your eyes or and or your common sense, not the GPS. And if things don't look right, well, trust your eyes and don't go where the GPS says if it looks like it might be a bad situation.
Yeah, so which is better, MapQuest or GPS? Who's right more of the time?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I don't know that you can really compare the two. I mean, because GPS is better ultimately on the fly because, you know, look, I mean, how are you going to use MapQuest in your car? I guess you can dial it up on your phone or if you have a passenger with a computer and a broadband card. I'm not saying GPS isn't good. I'm just saying, you know, ultimately it can make mistakes. Let me tell you a little story that actually got me thinking about this. I noticed it in the news just last week. A demolition company sent some guys out with some GPS coordinates to demolish a house. Guys get to the house, check the coordinates. They're right. They demolish the house. It never occurs to them to double check the address of the house against the address on the work order because they have the GPS coordinates, and, you know, that's got to be right. You guessed it. They demolished someone's house and everything in it, and it wasn't the right house. And this sounds extreme, but I think there's applications to our lives, too, which is, you know, for instance, it's summer. You're going on a summer vacation, and you're taking a driving trip. Don't leave with just a GPS. Take a map or an atlas because, again, you never know when the GPS might be wrong and you need to double-check a source of information to make sure you're going the right way. I have always been a lover of technology, but I've never, ever put all of my trust in technology. You know, I think a quote from Ronald Reagan applies when you're talking about GPS, trust but verify.
Yeah, not enough people verify. It's funny, too, in talking about coordinates and typing things in and all that other sort of stuff, I rail about this all the time on the air, Greg. I've seen people in cars texting, putting on makeup, reading magazines, eating full-on breakfasts. I cannot believe what
shaving.
I
Let's
see.
Let's not forget shaving.
Oh, it's the worst. And now you have people, because of the GPS, as you said, now it's just sort of commonplace technology for a lot of people. I see this, too. I've seen it in big cities, where somebody's kind of angling around and you know they're typing in new directions into the system or they forgot to put them in when they were in their driveway and they're rapidly trying to load them and you can tell.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's in some states now it's illegal to text while you drive, and I think a big part of the move towards passing those laws was when the train engineer in California was texting and caused the wreck that killed quite a few people down in L.A.
Oh,
I mean, this really is, it's just common sense. If you're going to add an address or change an address in your GPS, you don't have a passenger there with you to do it, if you're not going to do it for yourself, would you at least do it for me and Kate? Pull over to the side of the road or pull off the highway, enter the new information, and start driving again. This is not a smart thing to do while you're driving. Frankly, I think it's even more dangerous than texting, and I'm not advocating texting while you drive either. It's just if it's on your windshield, you're leaning forward to do it now, or you've got the thing in your lap. I mean, at least a cell phone or a smartphone kind of fits in your hand, and you can do it with one hand.
Yeah.
I just, you know, please, for my benefit, pull over before you start putting in the new directions.
Oh, I so agree. Hey, one of the safety tips that you sent me, I love this. This is so true, and I know people don't think about this. You don't, for goodness sake, right, leave your GPS in plain sight, and why is that, Greg?
Well, this is another interesting thing that I hadn't thought about either, but, you know, let's paint a picture or create a scenario here. So let's say you have a minivan. Let's say you have a GPS device, you know, with the suction cup on your windshield. Let's say the whole family is piled into the minivan and you've gone to a Little League game or the movies or even to church. Well, so I'm a thief, okay? I am prowling around the movie theater parking lot or the church parking lot or the Little League parking lot, and I think to myself, oh, minivan, the whole family probably got in that car. If I steal the GPS, I can then push the home button. I have their address. I know they're probably nobody home. I got a little time before they come back. I can go clean the whole place out and probably get away completely undetected.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's happened, absolutely.
Well, it does happen. I mean, GPS theft is actually on the rise, and this is one of the reasons, is that your home address is programmed into this device. And, you know, the fix here is not very hard. Stuff the thing under the seat or throw it in your bag or drop it in your pocket. Some of them are very small. It really does not make sense to leave that out in the open, again, because it contains information about you that could be useful to a thief. Why make it easy for them?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, but I was dying to ask you this, and I know you were on a ton of talk shows across the country talking about this new thing that popped up and I think freaked out a lot of people. Explain Bing all of a sudden coming along.
So there's a real battle going on this summer between Microsoft and Google. You know, we all know Google is a search engine. In fact, you know, now we Google things. We don't just search for them. And, you know, frankly, this is a piece of business that Microsoft would like to take away from Google. So they've launched yet another search engine. This is not the first time for them. It's called Bing, B-I-N-G. It's at Bing.com. I actually think it's well worth checking out if you haven't seen it yet. It does some things well. It does a couple of things that you should be careful of. One of the things you should be careful of is that it does a very good job of helping you go back and re-hit sites that you've been to before. You know, in other search engines like Google, you have to open a history window to get back to your history. Bing makes it much easier because it displays it right there on the left-hand side of your screen. And that's a good idea until you think of some of the negative repercussions that could have. Like, for instance, maybe you're at work and you were just at monster.com looking for another job. You know, now the boss walks up behind you, looks over innocently, and notices, oh, Monster, Craigslist, Dice, you know, all these job sites. And, you know, so it's not that it's a bad thing that Bing does. It actually could be a good thing. You just want to be mindful of it and turn it off when you're going places you wouldn't want anyone else to know. It does some other things that I think are really interesting. For instance, when you do a video search, much like Google, it pulls up a bunch of thumbnails of videos like those you requested. But as you run your mouse over them, it actually begins to play a preview of the video, so you can watch little clips before you clip and actually download the whole video to watch. I think that's kind of a neat thing. I don't know how long it will take before Google replicates that or maybe even improves on it. But frankly, I'm always thrilled when one company releases something new that competes with another, because it just motivates everybody to compete harder, and that's good for all of us. We got
better. So agree. Tech guru Greg Stebbin, enjoy New York, and thanks for stopping by.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
That song, I like that when they jam and get the action going. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Typical of this show, we're talking about all kinds of different things. I mentioned Iran and the fact that the protests, actually, you've got old, you've got young, you've got all kinds of people involved in what's happening there, and it'll be interesting to see later in the day as things progress, this official day of mourning, how it's perceived by the rest of the world, because they're still leaking some video and some pictures out. I think it spells trouble for Ahmadinejad. I would be a tad worried if I were him, actually, even though he's got the backing and the mullahs, of course, saying he won the election, but now there's some doubt that's being cast and they don't like being portrayed. They, meaning the people running Iran, don't like being portrayed the way they're being portrayed. So ultimately, will this spell trouble for the nasty dictator? I'm going to say could be. Keep your eyes peeled on that situation. Speaking of keeping your eyes peeled, well, we talk about bucks all the time on this show because it affects us, right? How much you're paying at the pump? What are you paying for health care? Do you even have health benefits? Do you have a job? Are you looking for a job? What about the situation where we were bailing everybody and their brother out, all the fat cats who, let's face it, were making the big money with the house in the Hamptons, et cetera, which, by the way, they're having a fire sale in the Hamptons. So many people losing their houses along that very pricey coastline. So the talk is about new regulatory powers and the government's authority over financial institutions. I'm one of those people that believe that I don't want a lot of big government in things, because I think if you get too much big government, it gets murked up. But where we are at this point with the financial matters, there has to be some kind of an oversight, if for nothing else, to make sure there's some accountability, especially to the institutions who got money from us, let's face it. So Obama talked about strengthening that pull, that power over the banks, basically, because that's where we'll start, right? Well, Dr. Christina Rahmer, the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, was on one of the morning shows on MSNBC. I want to say it was Joe Scarborough's show. And she talked about pretty much the ins and the outs of this oversight plan. Here's what she had to say.
You know, the crucial thing is, as you mentioned, we are going to give the Federal Reserve the role of monitoring big interconnected financial institutions whose failure would pose a threat to the whole system. It's actually an important innovation, because a lot of the firms that got into trouble, we feel were not adequately regulated in the past. And by having one regulator, the Federal Reserve, accountable, that's going to be important. Another thing that goes along with that is the question came up before of how are we going to do this? Well, one of the things that we're proposing, higher capital requirements. That is a very concrete step that we think will make financial institutions more secure, because when they have more money on the line, more money to absorb those first losses, we think that they are more careful with other people's money. That's going to be an important innovation.
Dr. Rahmer, can you give me an example of accountability and how you will carry that out? Will it be transparent? Will we know what the White House is asking these companies to do?
Well, of course, we're going to be asking the regulators to be dealing with the companies. We're not going to be regulating them directly. But, of course, the Federal Reserve will absolutely have to report to Congress. They're going to be the ones that have certainly a lot of the responsibility. We are also putting in this oversight council, because we do have a number of regulatory agencies, and we did feel that there were gaps. People falling through, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen anymore.
Okay, I got two men on deck for you, Dr. Rahmer. Pat Buchanan and Dylan, hang in there. I know you're chomping at the bit. Pat first.
Dr. Rahmer, let me ask you about the rating agencies, Moody's and Standard & Poor's and the others. A lot of people, when they go in to buy stocks, they don't know that much about it. And they really rely on these agencies, and the agencies, well, they say this stock is AAA. And so folks say, okay, I'll get my 5% and put my money there. And many of these stocks just disappeared. Is there anything being done about these rating agencies, and what is responsible for their failure?
So absolutely, one of the things that will be in the proposal are new sort of regulations and transparency on the rating agencies. We think that's going to be important. The other thing.
All right, so there's a little slice of that. And let me take it a step further. This agency she keeps referring to, what the agency is, it was pretty much described as the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. So another group, another branch. And here's what matters to you. So I'm going to cut through the crap. The CFPA, just remember that, the CFPA, they'll basically be in charge of credit cards, mortgages, and payment-type products, right? Things that would have normally been regulated by a whole bunch of banking agencies. That changes. This way, supposedly, the theory is this government agency would be able to ensure that consumers have a clear understanding of the products. Like you just heard that last question there from Pat Buchanan, the products that they use, as well as protecting them from unfair practices. That's what the whole idea is. Now, consumer advocates say this is great. They think the proposed agency is a beautiful thing, because it's one single entity, one single consumer financial protection agency. And that also would set up the same rules that would apply to products across all institutions. So it wouldn't be different. Companies wouldn't be able to shop regulators for the best treatment, right? So states, however, would be able to make laws even strict. They would be free to certainly make laws stricter than the federal rules. And a lot of this is probably what will happen in some cases. Now, and this is, of course, if Obama's proposals are enacted, but they haven't been enacted yet. However, there's a lot of support for this from two big congressmen, Senator Chris Dodd and also Congressman Barney Frank, too. Remember, they're both key financial committee guys, and they're proposing this. The proposed reforms would obviously face some big resistance from a lot of the GOP in Congress, and of course, from many financial services lobbying groups. They're not going to like this, because for them, this clearly takes away some of their, I'll call it, jurisdiction or room to maneuver. Here's what Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, this was his take on some of this.
Well, the president is saying, and I think there's a lot to like about the administration's proposal. The president is basically saying, let's go ahead and give this systemic risk oversight to the Federal Reserve. Now, systemic risk is not individual banking risk or securities risk. It's the kind of thing that we couldn't necessarily predict. It's what could cause a risk to the overall financial system. We saw some of the financial products at AIG create that systemic risk in the most recent crisis. So what we're talking about, and the president's saying, let's give that power to the Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve does a great job on monetary policy. The Federal Reserve already has bank holding company oversight. I'm concerned that if we give the Federal Reserve this additional power, one, it could intervene with its independence. It could draw even further into the political process. It could make it, in effect, the super regulator. And I'm not sure further concentrating that power makes sense. What I think we ought to do instead is create a council that would include the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Secretary, all the individual day-to-day prudential regulators like the head of the SEC and the head of the OCC and others in a council with an independent chair, and this council would have an independent staff that could draw on information from all of these various regulatory agencies, and its sole job would be looking at systemic risk. And it wouldn't have any kind of danger of being captured by their individual industry. It would focus simply on systemic risk. I think it's just a better way to go and leave the Fed doing its core functions, which are monetary policy and at least currently bank holding company oversight.
All right, so let me throw in my two cents. Here's the deal, and this is what I'm afraid of. While I think there needs to something needed to be done, obviously, the banks were flailing, ridiculous amounts of money was flowing to bail too many people out. But here's the bottom line. There is a complete risk of overregulation. And what does that mean? That means this all sounds good, but in the end, it's going to cost you and me more money, right? So if the government is dictating what financial products, that's what I was talking about, then if they're dictating that, then what you have to think about is if the bill passes, well, you can forget about the mortgage. You can forget about refinancing a home. Forget about the broker because they're out of business. What about the title company? What about real estate brokers and agents? And everybody in the mortgage business would be completely upside down. So what does that mean? That means you won't be able to borrow a dime. So because of those, it goes back to the whole subprime mess again and the ridiculous, ridiculous mortgages, bogus mortgages that were handed out because people were making fat money on it. And they knew they didn't, the people that borrowing it couldn't pay it back. It leads to the same thing, more madness. So if some things are changed a little bit, I think it'll make it actually a little bit tougher on you and me. So if you were thinking of getting a house, you better jump into the fray pretty quickly if you're one of those people out there that actually is thriving and surviving. 800-259-5791, you can throw in your two cents, and we'll hear what Senator Susan Collins has to say in a minute.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. How did you read the news today?
Alright, so financial reform, the president proposes the biggest financial overhaul, you'd have to say, if you were looking back in history since the Great Depression, getting mixed reviews from some. Others say, thumbs up, man, we need regulation. We need one branch of the government to handle this and not 15 different people looking into it. So just another regulatory agency, but let's just make it one. Here's what Senator Susan Collins had to say.
It doesn't exist with the kind of authority that I propose. The Systemic Risk Council that I would like to see would have real authority. All the regulators would be at the table, but under my proposal, there would be an independent chairman who's confirmed by the Senate. The president has proposed that the Treasury Secretary be the chair. I think you need someone who's independent of the regulators to be the chair and who has real authority to identify regulatory black holes, to force regulatory action, to look across the spectrum of our financial markets, to identify high-risk policies or products that need to be brought under a regulatory regime.
All right, so again, we're talking about the risk factor. That seems to be the whole deal because of what happened before. The five key elements that the focus of this proposal is to strengthen the core markets and infrastructure, right? to have that oversight that you keep hearing about from all the senators we just let you hear, the strong oversight of financial firms, to also help consumer protection, also to ensure that the government has the tools to, okay, manage a financial crisis, because we saw what just happened, and also to ensure, quotes, high standards, not just in the United States, but here we go again, globally. This was an 85-page white paper. So there's a ton of details on this proposal to Congress. And the push was, look, the cost of inaction are apparent because we see what's happened before. So here's what the deal is. That the whole thing is, and this is what the president said, his take on this, is that he's a strong believer in the power of free markets and that it's going to remain that same part of our progress, the prosperity, that jobs are created not by the government, but by businesses and entrepreneurs who want to take a risk on a good idea. So he wanted to emphasize that because here we go again with the regulation. The push was that the government's role isn't to disparage wealth, but to expand the reach. These are quotes from his speech that I just pulled out today, not to stifle the market, but to actually strengthen its ability to unleash the creativity and innovation that still makes this nation the envy of the world. Boy, I can only hope that it stays in that direction, because I think that there is definitely the danger of too much oversight. And as I mentioned before, nobody's going to be able to borrow money if it's too over the top. And it, on paper, it kind of looks that way to me. I haven't gone through all of the 85 pages, but I've looked at a bunch of it, and there's some of this stuff that looks like it's too much regulation to me. We'll be talking about this, though, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks to come. We'll break it down in even simpler terms and have more financial people on. You know, what does it mean to you and I? I gave you my two cents of what I thought it meant. I think it'll be tough with the mortgage business, tough on the real estate, all that stuff. So if you're in the market for refinancing a house or for getting a house, it could get tougher. All right, here's our daily salute. The daily salute goes to a cool company to work for, and it's New Belgium Brewing Company. Here's the scoop. If you work for them, you say, beer company, who cares? After 1 year of work, every employee gets an ownership stake in the company. That's great, right? You get a free custom bicycle. After 5 years, every employee gets an all-expenses-paid trip to Belgium. Yep, because that's, of course, the model for the company that pumps out the beer in Fort Collins, Colorado, the brewery. And the employees get 2 free six-packs of beer a week. So when you start, you get that. And this is why I like this. I love what the CEO said, Kim Jordan, right? And she co-founded the company with her husband. This is what's so brilliant. There's something wrong if making beer can't be fun. Of course. If you're making the stuff, you got to be able to drink it, right? Because if you don't like it, is anyone else going to like it? But it's serious. You get these free bikes. You get this trip to Belgium. You got to love that. Now, because of the economy, they had to cut back a little bit. They were giving raises up to pretty much 8%. So they had to cut them down to about 4%. And also, before the recession, we'll call it, hit, the workers were allowed to take a full case of beer home each week. So they had to cut that back a little bit. But not a bad place to work. Do we have some applause from that studio audience? Yeah, it's beer, for goodness sake. Somebody who gets it. It's beer, man. They get it. They're making the beer, of course. Hey, speaking of beer, Jimmy Fallon, who's trying to be really innovative on his show, is doing this beer pong challenge thing, and he's done it with a bunch of celebrities. I guess Betty White was his latest victim. Here's a slice of that piece of comedy.
Here, looking at the leaderboard here. Anna Kournikova beat me. Serena Williams beat me. Ivanka Trump beat me. I'm 0-3, and now, finally, Betty White is on the board. Here's how you play the game. How you play the game is you take 2 ping pong balls, right? And then you sit on that side, and you try to throw it and land it in any of my cups of beer. And if you land it in a cup, I drink the beer in the cup.
Oh, wonderful. And if I'm very, very good, we carry them out.
I'm going to be honest. When I play this game, I play for blood.
Me too.
Yes,
oh,
go.
Me too. That's, no kidding.
No kidding. No joking around. All right, you can go first. Ruth, a little music?
Who's fucking...
You can go first. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you go.
I know this is radio, but it was just funny. I love the cool music, too. So beer pong, they had it set up where you had to bounce it across a table. Oh, what do you call it? Gosh, why can't I come up with it? Help me here, Donovan. You know what it was. Ping pong. Ping pong table. And so Fallon was on one side, Betty White was on the other, and they had the beer set up. And, of course, if you lob it across and it goes in the cup, you have to drink the cup of beer. It was pretty clever. I thought it was funny. Quickly, as we have just a few moments left, time is ticking. We are a massive stretch drive here. Going for the gusto and the finish line. It is June 18th. There are 196 days left in the year. A couple of quick things. 1778, American forces entered Philadelphia as the British withdrew during the Revolutionary War. A big moment. 1812, the U.S. declared war against Britain. If we go back to 1959, actress Ethel Barrymore died in L.A. at the age of 79. Pretty famous Barrymore related. You see her all the time on magazine covers, and she's been in a ton of movies. Who would that be if you were thinking Drew? Absolutely right. 1983, astronaut Sally K. Ride became America's first woman in space. She and four colleagues blasted off aboard the space shuttle Challenger. I think we all remember that. It's a sad story here. 1984, Alan Berg, they've made a movie about it. A Denver radio talk show host was shot to death outside of his house. Two white supremacists were later convicted of civil rights violations in his murder. Throw a few quick birthdays at you. Movie critic Roger Ebert is 67 years old. Actress Isabella Rossellini, 57 years old. From the Bo Radleys, rock singer-musician Scythe is 40 years old. San Diego Chargers tight end. Boy, he is good. He can cut a bust and move in a hole like I've never seen. Antonio Gates is 29 years old. Country singer Blake Shelton is 33. We'll leave you on that one. Good night, everybody. We'll turn the lights out.
He does not expect all of you to live, but those of you who do will have $91 million.